This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Attempts to recall Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have likely come up short a second time. WisPolitics reports the petitions were analyzed and thousands of signatures were found to be invalid for a number of reasons. Some signatures are from outside Voss's district, others are duplicates, and some were signed after the deadline. The state of Wisconsin is withholding nearly $17 million in aid to Milwaukee Public Schools because the district still hasn't turned over financial reports that were due 9 months ago. The move comes 2 days after the district superintendent resigned and the district's controller was fired. Alleged felonies at the Waupun State Prison are reviving talk of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too outdated to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. The number of deer testing positive for chronic wasting disease set a new record over the past year. The Department of Natural Resources says almost 1,600 deer samples turned up positive. That's the most in a one-year period since tracking began in 1999. A nonprofit that helps train people to find jobs is closing its Milwaukee laundry service later this summer and laying off 136 people. Goodwill Industries operates one of the biggest commercial laundry operations in Wisconsin. It also owns retail stores that help people in need. Goodwill notified the state about its plans this week. Young voters in small-town Wisconsin say they care most about health care, the economy, reproductive rights, and climate change. Organizers say rural Wisconsin is getting more diverse.
They're also asking for more diverse representation within local government and within community decision makers.
Crystal Egbo does political outreach in northeastern Wisconsin. 24% of the rural population are people of color, and many are immigrants. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth residents will be able to get discounted tickets at Spirit Mountain later this month for Spirit Loves Duluth Days. The event will be held on Thursday, June 20th and Sunday, June 23rd, allowing Duluth residents to enjoy the Adventure Park attractions for just $5. In order to take advantage of the deal, Duluth residents must make a reservation with Spirit Mountain and show a valid ID or proof of residence within the city. Spirit Mountain officials say the discount days are meant to celebrate community support. On Thursday, the Duluth City Council discussed a potential $600,000 settlement in relation to a man who was shot through a door by a police officer in September of 2020. According to a Northern News Now report, the shooting occurred when officers responded to a domestic violence call at a downtown apartment. Officer Tyler Liebfried allegedly fired several shots through the door after hearing two loud bangs, one of which hit Jared File in the shoulder. The City Council could vote on the settlement on Monday. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Northland have received a massive donation from the Taco Bell Foundation. According to a Northern News Now report, Taco Bell restaurants across the country collected donations through their Roundup program at checkout, and this week delivered an over $31,000 donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Northland. The organization is one of 450 that has partnered with the Taco Bell Foundation nationwide to support youth education and career readiness. A nearly $75 million justice center is almost complete in Carlton County. According to a Northern News Now report, county officials expect that the building could be occupied by this fall as construction begins to wrap up. The nearly 120-square-foot building will be able to hold 96 inmates, doubling the current capacity and creating separate spaces for inmates. Officials say the new center will allow them to more adequately care for inmates, including those with mental and chemical health issues. A 150-mile bike ride is set to kick off from Proctor High School on Saturday. According to a Fox 21 report, the Bike MS ride will begin at Proctor High School and finish at White Bear Lake in an effort to raise money to fight against multiple sclerosis. Some teams involved in the ride have raised tens of thousands of dollars for the cause this year alone, and they're hoping the ride will garner more attention and get even more people involved in some of their other donation opportunities. There's a new member of the Duluth Police Department's K-9 Division. According to law enforcement authorities, Officer Nate Abbott and a 2-year-old Dutch Shepherd named Gus completed their training on May 23rd, and Gus officially became the 4th member of the K-9 Division. Officials say Gus specializes in narcotic detection, tracking, article searching, and apprehension. Officer Abbott says he's excited to help remove harmful substances from the streets and to engage in the community with Gus. A rollover crash in Douglas County resulted in serious injuries for the driver over the weekend. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 6:30 p.m. on Sunday on Highway 2 in the Poplar area. The car reportedly rolled off of the road into a wooded area and came to a stop upside down in the trees. The driver of the car was flown to a local hospital with serious injuries, and authorities believe that speed was a factor in the crash. Authorities have not provided an update on the condition of the injured driver. Commuters driving through the Duluth area may see some added traffic on I-35 on Monday. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, single lanes on I-35 will be temporarily closed on Monday between Garfield Avenue and 27th Avenue West. The northbound lane closures will occur from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Monday, and a southbound lane will be closed from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Department of Transportation officials say the closures are among many planned for the Twin Ports Interchange project area. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught. You know, it's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground ball. Yeah, you know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games, I believe 98% of them, we've been in there to the last pitch.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. Milwaukee continues to juggle its roster as 8 pitchers and 9 total players are on the DL. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. 3 state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bachelorette star Trista Sutter has vowed to provide more information about her absence from the public eye and why she missed Mother's Day a few weeks ago. Thank goodness. Tristan's husband Ryan and 2 teen children, Maxwell and Blakesley, that's right, not Blake, not Blakey, not even Blake Lee, but Blakesley, had no idea where she was, prompting her husband to make social media posts like, "I really wish I could talk to you, and I want to know how you're doing." I guess he didn't have her number. Trista says she will soon provide details about her absence and hopefully the name Blakesley. If you're looking to add a few pounds or for a TV snack, try Wendy's new saucy nugs. That's right, the Wendy's scientists have found a way to improve the chain's nuggets, making them saucier and presumably nuggier. Wendy's also announced that really impatient eaters can pre-order nuggets early on the app or website and get free delivery. Not quite to your mouth, but to your front door. As another summer weekend approaches, there are numerous options when it comes to movies. Buddy cop action film Bad Boys Ride or Die, I know which one I would choose, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, opens wide Friday. Somehow the film is pulling a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're up for some horror, check out Ishana Shyamalan's directorial debut, yep, that's M. Night's daughter, The Watchers, starring Dakota Fanning. Despite potential nepotistic brilliance, beware, Watchers is only receiving a 33% on RT. Opening in a limited release is the sci-fi fantasy drama Tuesday, starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It opens on the coasts this weekend, but will find its way to a wider release next weekend. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, will enjoy a limited re-release on the big screen this weekend as well, if you're lucky enough to live close to one of the theaters. Check local listings and have fun at the movies. There are a wide array of opinions on Keanu Reeves' acting ability. Some people love him, some not so much. Off the set, he is racking up quite a resume of good deeds toward his fellow human beings. In recent years, he's been captured on cell phone cams giving up his seat to an older woman on a subway, spending time with homeless people. He's also donated money anonymously to charities, and he once waited in line to get into a club at a rap party for one of his own movies instead of pulling rank with the bouncer. Recently, he was on the same flight as a producer named Andrew Kimmel. While waiting at baggage claim, Kimmel recognized Reeves and recorded him interacting with a young fan who peppered Reeves with questions. Reeves not only did not try to get away from the young fan, but asked the kid a bunch of questions as well. Not that he needs the money, but to return the act of kindness, maybe I'll rent Chain Reaction this weekend. I just won't watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 73 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms after midnight, our low 55. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, then sunny with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.